Okay, DJ Pekus, back with Spike from Me First and the Gimme Gimmies. Joey's sitting down right now. Okay,
sorry.
What do you consider your main band, and what do you consider your side project?
That's difficult to say. I don't know. You know, because there are all sorts of different factors. If you based it on money, then there'd be one thing. If you based it on, like, satisfaction, it'd be a different thing. If you based it on, like, how often it happens, it'd be, completely... How busy the one keeps you, in other words, that'd be a completely different story.
Yeah, that's kind of an impossible question to answer somehow.
Yeah.
I would say about 15.
Now, for me, it's definitely hard to answer, but it's easier in a way for me. If I chose for Spike, I would say you cut. Because...
It's probably about right.
It's your own project.
Although he has bands that I don't know if he mentioned. He has a band called The Revolts, who I fucking love. That's my favorite band he's in by a long shot. And those are originals. Spike writes. Spike sings.
Jack too.
Yeah, Jack writes a little bit. And that band's so good. And people need to hear that band. I've been saying that for years since they made their last EP. But
supposedly have a record coming out sometime soon if we can ever finish it.
Would you ever work with Swinging Yetters again?
I mean, I would record with them, sure. Absolutely. And if they'd let me just do the good tours. You know what I mean? But that the things don't really work that way.
Coming up real soon, bro.
What's that?
They're going out with Blackout.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
They're doing 7 weeks for us. Real soon.
Yeah, but North America is not my...
It's pretty long.
I mean, either coast...
Just do Denver. It's cool.
It was 9 weeks.
Denver's a nice city to fly in and out of, but there's not enough cities around that is the problem.
It's on the long-haul drive all across America.
And then you got the plains, which is just like the pits. Yeah, exactly. And then it's pretty much like until you get to Wisconsin, it's like... Yeah.
Shithole. Yeah. Okay, Eric Melvin, I heard has toured with you guys and filled in for Fat Mike and bass. Is that true?
Who's that?
Eric Melvin?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay, who's the better bass player?
Jay Bentley.
Jay Bentley from Bad Religion? Okay, who's the best bass player for your band?
You're putting us in a weird position
here. Name names.
Well, I mean, bass players all have different flavor, and Eric Melvin is not a bass player, so... He's a great guy, and he plays just fine.
Yeah, good personal chemistry from Melvin.
Amazing, but we would probably have to think about Mike
musical
or Jay.
Musical chemistry, yeah, like it'd be Mike or Jay.
Mike or Jay.
And Mike, you know, musically just because, like, he was around when these songs were being kind of, like, or at least the arrangements were being conceived and devised and, or whatever. And, but Jay Bentley, like, the personal chemistry is also, he's a lot less likely to say, you know, to like the weird editorial stuff, the banter, like before summertime. I almost want to take that out of the set now, man. Like, it's just a bummer.
No, that's a great song.
No, I know, but like,
don't take it out.
It always feels like he has to say something about like cotton before it, and that's fucked up, dude. For somebody with white skin to say that, dude, that's fucked up. I'm sorry, like, it's not.
Speaking
imagine
of
this country
fucked
without
up.
Cotton. And now, like, think about who's in fucking jail, who's getting killed. It's not funny.
Okay, speaking of fucked up, do you think singing Japanese, the one where it's in English but in broken Japanese, do you think that's just a little bit racist?
Wait, what are you talking about? Okay. No.
Yeah,
no,
singing
man,
Japanese,
like,
there's one that one song where it's in English but it's with a Japanese accent. Don't you think that's a little fucked up?
No, because they're royalty. Because Japanese, like, there's certain people are like racism proof. Italians, Japanese, like they don't care. Seriously, like Japanese people, like when you do the R's instead of the L's, they're like, no, that's how you say it. You know what I mean? Like they don't get mad at it because like
only Americans that think that that's like an offensive thing because it's a dialect thing. It's funny.
San Francisco,
but the thing is I know so many Japanese people that also think it's funny.
Right.
Yeah, he's totally dead on here.
It's, same with Italians. Like certain racial slurs don't hurt. Like Dago or Watt. Like nobody gives a fuck about those words anymore. It's just, I mean, like Leon Panetta, you know, everybody else. They're in the halls of power, man. You can't, you know.
My friend was actually born with the name Guido, which...
Oh, yeah?
...is ridiculous.
Italian-American?
Yes, Guido, yeah. Okay, why are there so many songs about rainbows?
I think it's just luck of the draw. I mean, we start out with Summer of the Rainbow, and then on the next, same record, we happen to do the Kermit the Frog, what the fuck is that song called?
Rainbow Connection.
Rainbow Connection.
That's where it comes from. That's where that, why are there so many songs?
Right.
What's on the
Are there so many? I think that I can answer that question literally, though, because rainbows are beautiful and they connect people. They connect all sorts of colors of people. Japanese, for example. We're from San Francisco. I mean, we got to back the rainbow hard. Like, we should probably buy now, but Gimme Gimme should definitely have a banner with a rainbow on it. I don't know. I seriously don't know why. Why don't we have a banner with a rainbow on it?
You did for a minute, remember?
For like a second, but it was the No Effects one that they used forever.
No, oh. First they found it. Yeah, but that was found for Gimme's tour. We used it for that whole tour, and then No Effects stole it.
Oh, and it was a black and a white hand.
Black and a white hand over a rainbow heart.
Yeah.
And it said something like,
keep the dream alive or something like that.
It was so good. But I mean, like, we should have a big banner with a giant rainbow with me personally giving it to someone out of it. I'm doing that. I'm making it. I'm paying for it. It's going to happen.
Okay, I know you guys got shit to do. We're so excited to see you at Riot Fest. Last question. Which member of the band gets the most play?
Mike.
Play.
Mike.
Oh, yeah.
Easy.
Yeah.
I think he's the only one. Well, he is in a committed relationship, but they're like they're committed to, like...
play.
Play, exactly.
Yeah, I think that if play is what your world revolves around, you win for that one, I suppose. Yeah.
Well, Jay Bentley, committed relationship... Dave Ron, committed relationship. Me, committed relationship.
Not me.
Scott Shiflett, committed relationship.
Aren't you married? You're going to get a punch in the dick later on tonight.
If he's lucky.
I might punch him now.
What's next for me first?
Your guess is as good as ours. We just kind of show up. People ask us to go someplace, we go.
We're
going to the UK. Yeah, we're going to the UK to play like a few dates with some band called The Skints. And, yeah, we're playing London and a bunch of shitholes.
What we really need
Well,
to
no,
do.
Manchester's not. I mean, Manchester's only kind of a shithole.
You're not doing Manchester. It's all the
L
cities.
Oh, yeah.
London, Leeds.
Liverpool.
Liverpool and Leicester.
Oh, yeah, it is London and a bunch of shitholes.
It's the L tour.
I love Liverpool.
Huh? Liverpool's all right, but man.
I fucking love it. Sorry.
They need guns out there, seriously. Because guns are mutual assured destruction. Like, you don't fuck with people in towns where there's like a bunch of guns. There's no fights because nobody wants to start a fight because they're going to get shot. England, it's like teeth and feet and shivs and fucking, like...
Okay.
Seriously, it is.
You're done here. Next table.
All right, can you guys sign my poster?
For sure. All
right. This is DJ Packets for Greenlight Radio 97.1 FM. You've been listening to Joey Cape and Spikes Lawson. Me first in the Gimme Gimme's interview. Greatest day of my life. Thanks for listening.